Hello everybody, this is Jeremy Toth in the DAW. Welcome back to another video. Today is the day that I have been talking about for a very long time. We're going to be taking a look at the Ample Sound Ample Metal series. That is going to be the Ample Metal Hellraiser, Ample Metal Eclipse. We've actually just did a video on this, and the Ample Metal Ray. And this is going to be a pretty long video. I have to admit, this is going to be a longer video. So what I want to do is let's start off by listening to some sound examples right away. So here we go. This is a demo. This is a cover of Paranoid using all Ample Metal for the guitar, the bass, and then the vocal is an actual recorded vocal. So here we go. Cool. So the only other thing I want to add is I have added Vintage Cherry. This was originally not in the session, but I just wanted to give this a quick little shout out. I love this thing. Ample Sound sent me this. Those guys are amazing. But just take a listen to the solo. This is only for the solo we're using Vintage Cherry, but it's using the same signal chain except for a different amp sim, which is going to be the amped Plexi because I love the Plexi. But listen to the solo. I can't see the things that make you happy. Cool. Enough of showing off like I'm actually doing something because this is all MIDI, right? I'm not actually playing anything. Let's take a look at these plugins. So, Ample Metal Hellraiser. This is the one that I would recommend to get if you are looking for something that can do bass, guitar, 6-string guitar, 7, 8, and 9-string guitar, both standard tune and then tuned down by a whole step. This is probably one of the best sample libraries I've ever heard. This is a emulation of a Schecter Hellraiser. I actually used to own a 6-string version of this. It had a EMG 85 and 81, so 85, 81. And it was an amazing guitar. I loved it. It was technically not mine. It was my cousin's, and then he finally took it back after like 5 billion years of me borrowing it, and I want another one. I'm probably going to buy one eventually. This is an amazing 9-string guitar. Like I said, 9 strings. So you have your lowest pitch is a C sharp 0. And it can go down to a B minus 1. But that also means that your high string is an E. And if you go to your 6th string, you're at an E. So if you actually want to write tabs out in Guitar Pro, you can actually write them out in a 6-string guitar and throw them in here. Now, Hellraiser has all the articulations that the other plugins have. We have sustain notes, harmonics, different types of palm mutes, slide in and outs, legato slides, poly slides, and downwards and upwards slides, smoother slides. If you just read it, you can see that there's so much articulation options on there. It's awesome. Hammer-ons, pull-offs, poly legato, and then you have your tap function. And then finally, you have your accentuate mode, which basically makes anything that's 127 either play a pop or a pinch harmonic. You just click it to change between pop and pinch harmonic. Then you have your stereo and DI track. For some reason, I left the stereo, but I should have done DI. I'm actually using, the NuGen Sigmod to make it mono. And then I'm using the Amped Pink Sabbath from ML Sound Labs. I have an Axe FX 3, and for some reason, I still fall in love with the ML Sound Lab stuff. And then I'm using the Pulsar 8200 for the EQs. And I think for all the guitars, I am using the Kirchhoff EQ. Yeah, the real focus is these plugins. They're really, really good. So on top of the articulation changes, you have panning, doublers. You have a capo option that can go from 1 to 2 octaves, I believe. Yeah. Melody mode is range is 2 octaves, and chord mode is 5 frets. So boom. Boom. You have your noise release controls, which is for your noise gain, your effects gain and your fret release sound gain. You can turn this off. And then you have multiple playing modes. You have instrument mode, which is the best one to use. It basically makes this work like a real guitar. And this is for all of them. Keyboard mode, you can play like 50 notes on the same string and it will just play them. And then solo mode is monophonic. You have the open string first mode, and then you have different auto legato modes for hammer-ons, pull-offs. You can even see where the velocity sets and the notes. The stroke noise, and this is very important because in my last video, someone actually commented being like, hey, there seems to be a lack of dynamics and compression from the performance. Well, velocity has a lot to do with that, as well as your articulations, but the final little trick is stroke noise. I noticed that when you turn it on, it basically makes it sound like you're choking strings at times. And mixed in with velocity changes, it really does sound like a real performance. The final thing is the grainy and a random grain knobs. This is just going to add some grain. I kind of just keep them off on Hellraiser and Eclipse. But that's it for the general UI. Metal Ray's got a little bit of a different option because this is a 5-string bass. This is a Stingray, and it is fantastic. Again, you have B, E, A, D, and G, and of course you can go down half a step or a whole step. And this has all the same articulation options, except you have a repeat key switch option, and you don't have the pinch harmonics. Now, this does have many more options for your noises. So you have release, buzz, fingering, sound attack, and fingering sound release, but I love the stroke noise on this thing, and this actually has finger and pick libraries. The finger library, still very metal, but also a lot warmer, while the pick library is very, very kind of like attacky, very fantastic. Next is Eclipse, and you've already seen the video if you haven't. This is a detuned ESP Eclipse. It's an amazing guitar. I actually realized after I made the video, I used to own one of these. I had it for like a whole 2 weeks. I was like 18, and then I had to sell it to pay my rent. It was an amazing guitar. This is a detuned guitar, and it has the same options. It's an amazing guitar. So next, we have the riffer section. Now, the riffer section is really cool because it allows you to use the onboard sequencer instead of the ample plugins, and you can actually change everything from the note to the velocity to the release control to the duration, the note articulation. If you have legatos, hammer-ons, pick-offs, slide-outs, you even have the timing controls, you have your vibrato and even bends, and then you can even choose how much is the bend going to be. It's really cool. It's for every note too. You can literally change the bend for every note. And a really cool thing is you can also randomize this. So let's just do a random riff. Right? We'll do something like this. Go for some power chords. And let's just see what this sounds like. Okay, that's cool. That's cool. But what about the built-in stuff? Well, we have a ton of built-in stuff. So if we go for default metal, you can hear how realistic this stuff is. It really does sound extremely realistic. I mean, you can go farther in. There is even stuff with solos. We have more sparse stuff. Right? It's really cool. Now, this is built-in stuff. I would recommend, you know, creating your own, using this as an idea. You know, just creating your own palette. But it's a great way of seeing what this is capable of. This is actually the most realistic that you can get them to sound, but I'm saying you can get this to sound exactly like a real performance. The only thing is this is a little limited. On Eclipse, you're on 8. Maybe I'm out of date, but Metal Ray and Hellraiser give me 64. I would love to see this extended. I know it's a huge ask. 256. Give me 256. And I will be really happy because it gives me a lot of bars to choose from. And this is the bar amount, right? So 1 bar, 2 bar, 3, whatever, right? Because as you guys know, I write a lot of my stuff as a riff. I record it. I tab it out in Guitar Pro, and then I throw it into the Guitar Pro section on the Ample Sound Plugins. Now for this, we are using a Paranoid demo. You guys also heard it. We have this one, which is a song 11. Just a demo. But a really cool thing is that when you import the Guitar Pro session like this, you're able to really keep every articulation in the session. If you bounce that out into MIDI, it does not keep. And that is something that's annoying, but it's just common with that. It just won't keep, and that's okay. That's why I just throw it into an Apple Guitar plugin. But you do that and you're getting a very nice articulation. So with the Paranoid, and what I like to do is actually utilize the velocity humanization and a little bit of tab swing, because I think it adds a little bit more realism and it really makes things sound more real, just in general, without needing to do anything. You can actually break this out and put it into the riffer. And that's actually why I wanted it in the riffer, because something like Song 11, right? It's a short one. And even in the riffer, it's not really going to fit with an 8-bar one, but it'll definitely fit in a 64-bar one. But for a longer song, something like Paranoid, we're looking at like 113 bars. We could totally throw this into riffer and get a super realistic performance, you know, without the limitation. And then the whole thing with riffer is that's where you change the BPM, you sync it with your DAW. Like, that sounds so much more realistic than this. And you see, that's the whole idea, is riffer is designed to be better. And it really is better. It's pretty amazing. Next is the guitar amps. So Hellraiser and Eclipse have the same amps. We have a Fender, a Roland, a JCM 800, a triple rectifier, and a dual rectifier. And then we also have the option of matched cabinets for each one of them. And then a selection of microphones. You have a nice selection of microphones, to be honest, but you cannot change their positioning. You cannot change if they're on or off axis, just the microphone itself. I think that's just fine. There's nothing wrong with that, especially because this is so powerful. Honestly, the amp sims inside of this sound fantastic. The only real reason why I don't use them is because I have other ones that I really prefer to use, and I'm really comfortable with them. But after that, we have a very nice clean compressor, a very, very nice clean EQ, an amazing delay, and an absolutely amazing reverb. This thing genuinely sounds so crisp and clean. You don't get any weird artifacts, and you have a preset menu. It's fantastic. Now, Metal Ray is a bass guitar. So you have some different options. You have the B15. I believe it's called the B15. This is actually my favorite bass amp in the world. I actually have rented one of these like a 30 or 40 times. It's cost a lot of money, but it's an amazing amp. They're great. You have a Bass 500, also amazing, and then a Bass Pro, which is, I think, an SVT 3 Pro or SVT Pro 3. It's an amazing metal bass head. I'm going to say metal because it's very clanky, very bright, and you can just really get a nice, like, kind of smiley face out of it. You get a really nice selection of four cabinets for this one. And then you have a small selection of microphones. I would love to see a Royer or even the Behr Dynamic in here. Not a lot more, but just like one or two ribbons. But it's really great. And of course, you can have your DI, your room sound, and you can even time align your DI. It's all there. The same effects section, then you have your settings option. And finally, you have your articulation and then your libraries. But yeah, that's it. These are very complex plugins that are very easy to use. And when you really listen to them, they sound fantastic. And something that I really wanted to talk about is this stroke noise thing, right? So check out Hellraiser, right? This is Hellraiser. And just listen to this, right? Just listen to this right here. Listen to this performance. I have no stroke noise on Hellraiser. But then we have Eclipse, and there is stroke noise. It suddenly sounds like it's choking and compressing the sound. It has a much more realistic tone to it, and I love it. Now, Eclipse is also very bright, while Hellraiser is more mellow and round. But you can tweak that and change that. That's the cool thing about having these as DIs when you put them into mono mode or just turn off their amp sims. DIs are DIs, man. You just put an EQ on it, and it could sound like any other DI. So you can brighten it up, make it sharper. But a really big thing is changing velocities, right? Having this velocity changes that you can see all right here. And then adding those stroke noises. They can give you a much more realistic performance that is much harder to tell the difference between when it comes to a real performance and a fake one. So once again, let's just take a quick listen and let's just go into this session. So we'll go here right before the solo. And let's listen one more time before we let it go. Here we go. Be the things that make true happiness. I must be blind. I really think these are fantastic sample libraries. I love the tone of Metal Ray. It kind of has replaced my Easy Bass, which is hard to do because I use that for like everything. Hellraiser, like I said, an amazing all-arounder. My favorite one as far as tone kind of goes to Eclipse. But now I've messed with the other stuff. And Vintage Cherry, I have to say, I just threw it in because it's amazing. It is so good. So there's just so much options here with Ample Sound that I just really wanted to do this video to just be like, hey, here's an in-depth video taking a look at everything this has. It's very long. It's going to be very boring. But it's a very powerful collection of stuff. To be honest, I would love to check out their Japanese, Chinese, or whatever Asian-style instruments because it sounds great. I would just love to see more stuff. But I'm going to be doing some more videos on their Semi-Hollow, I just got that, and the Vintage Cherry. You guys know I have that because I had to throw it into the session because I really, really liked it. But yeah, this is Jeremy Tell with Under Dawg. I'll see you guys next time. Bye.